In the night when the day is ending, I'm thinking of you. Another day I have lived, blessed of you, my Lord. And when I had sad moments in this day, everything is serving for the good to me. Everything is serving.
大家好，我是主播 Kiki。今天给大家分享的是 Ingrid Sister 的新歌 Everything Harm， 以下是我对她的相关问题采访，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。 The first one， How can we find comfort and strength from Lord in our faith during challenging times in our work and life？ 当我们在工作和生活中遇见困难的时候，我们怎样从主那里能得到安慰以及力量呢？
I took the text of today's song from the Bible. In Romans 8 verse 28 it is written that everything is serving to the good according God's purpose with us.
今天这首歌的歌词我选自圣经罗马书第八章第二十八节，凡事都会让人得到益处，而且都是遵照神的旨意。
So in difficult times I can rest in my faith knowing that there is at the moment a positive change in my life.
所以在困难的时候，我可以在我的信仰中得到生养休息。我知道此时在我的生活中会有一个积极的变化。
It may be that I will be mentally stronger for to face other problems which will come further in my life.
也许我将在精神上变得更强大，以面对其他问题，这将会使我的生活更进一步。
Or that I become resistant to spiritual problems when I am attacked by the power of the darkness.
或者当我受到黑暗势力的攻击的时候，我却会成为精神上的胜利者。
Or it might be that God forms me through negative circumstances into the person he wants me to be.
也有可能上帝通过消极的环境塑造了他想要我成为的人。
So it is important that we not look at the negative circumstances but to God who has still everything under control and we can trust him as a child trusts his parents.
所以重要的是我们不要只是盯着消极的环境，而是要信仰上帝，他仍然控制着一切，我们可以像孩子相信父母一样去相信他。 Second question, How can we trust the Lord all for us that everything that happens in our work and life is ultimately serving for our good side? 我们怎样才能相信神赐予我们在工作中所发生的一切，一切的生活最终是为我们好的一面来服务的呢？
When we look away from the moment in which we may suffer to the great picture of life, God's plan for us is first of all that we are saved and not go to hell. This is why Jesus Christ came for to die for us.
我们必须把目光从我们可能遭受痛苦的那一刻转移到我们生活的伟大图景上。神对我们的计划首先是让我们得救，而不是下地狱。这就是为什么耶稣基督是来为我们献身而死的。
So the first step from our side is to receive Jesus Christ as our Savior and Redeemer by confessing our sins and let him enter into our heart.
所以我们的第一步是接受基督为我们的救世主和救赎者，承认我们的原罪，让他进入我们的内心。
The next step is to grow up to a spiritual strong person. This is why we have to pass situations where we have to show our faith.
下一步是成为一个精神强大的人。这就是为什么我们必须要度过难关，我们必须表现出我们的信心。
This has two reasons. Faith without words is nothing worth. When we say that I believe in Jesus Christ and don't show it in an uncomfortable situation, my faith is worth nothing at all.
这有两个原因，没有行为的信心则毫无价值。当我说出我相信耶稣基督的时候，而在不舒服的情况下并不表现出来的时候，则我的信仰就毫无价值了。
The second reason is that Satan is forcing God to test us. When I pass a difficult situation, it may be that I am tested at the moment.
第二个原因是撒旦在逼迫神来考验我们。当我经历了一个特殊的困难情况的时候，它很可能的是我正在经受考验的时刻。Nice question. How can we cultivate patience and trust in God's timing while we are waiting for His plans to unfold in our time?当我们等待的时候，我们是如何培养耐心并相信神的安排呢？尤其是在我们的生命时光中，应该如何开展他的计划呢？
Paul said we all have joy when we fall in afflictions because they work patience and at the end hope.
保罗曾经说过，我们在患难中跌倒，就必得喜乐，因为他们耐心的工作，并最终获有希望。
When we are spiritually a newborn child, it is difficult to keep patience, but we learn it step by step on our way as a Christian, and we learn to have hope even if the circumstances don't give a reason to have hope.
当我们在精神上是一个新生儿的时候，我们很难保持应有的耐心，但我们在成为基督徒的道路上一步一步的前进并学习的时候，我们就学会了会抱有希望和耐心，即使大环境并没有给我们抱有希望的理由和应有的环境。 Nice question.How can we align our work and life with God's will and purpose for us? 我们怎样才能使我们的生活和工作符合神对我们的旨意呢？
First of all, we have to be clear about what is God's will and purpose for us. His will is that all human beings are saved, and his purpose is to show us his love.
首先，我们必须清楚神对我们的旨意和目的是什么。他的旨意是全人类都会得到救赎。他的目的是向我们展示他永恒的爱。
For to understand this mystery, he sent the Holy Spirit to earth.That comfort us when we are weak. He teaches us about the Bible when we don't understand, and he reminds us on the word of that Jesus said when he was on here on the earth.
为了理解这个奥秘，他派遣圣灵到地球上。当我们虚弱无力的时候， 他安慰着我们。当我们不理解圣经的内容的时候，他则教导我们。当耶稣在地球上说过的话的时候，他实际上是让我们保持本质上的不变。
The Holy Spirit is leading us to understand what we shall do in each situation if we allow him to act in our life.
实际上，圣灵正在引导我们明白一件事情。如果我们允许他在我们生活的范围中存现，我们则在每种情况下应该懂得去做什么。
Nice question. How can we remain firm and protected in our work and life, knowing that we are built on the rock of our faith?
我们如何能知道自己是在建立在信心的磐石上的？我们怎样才能在工作和生活中保持坚定不移，并受到保护呢？
We keep firm and protected when we are not only hear the word of God, which is the Bible, but do the things that are written in His book and try to keep the commandments as much as we can.
我们不但听神的指引，指的就是来自于圣经，又照着书上所写的去实践，竭力听从内容。也就是这样坚守着这样的信念。
For not confused, nobody is saved by keeping the commandments. We are only saved by grace because Jesus redeemed us. Keeping the commandments without being saved can be dangerous because we refuse the word of Jesus Christ when we want to save ourselves by keeping the commandments.But when we are saved by grace, there has to be a change in our life, and we have to run the path of holiness and spiritual growth.
因为没有人能因遵守诫命而得救，我们是靠着恩典最终获救的，因为耶稣基督最终救赎了我们。遵守诫命而不得救是危险的行为。因为当我们想通过遵守诫命来拯救自己的时候，我们就拒绝了耶稣基督所派遣给我们的工作。但是当我们被恩典所拯救的时候，我们的生活需要发生很多改变。我们必须遵照圣洁和精神成长的道路来逐一执行。
The Bible says the people who keep the word of God and do what he teaches are like someone who builds his house on the rock. When bad circumstances come and they come for all of us, the house will not fall.
圣经上说，遵守神的道，遵行他教育的人，就好像人把房子盖在磐石上。当糟糕的环境来到的时候，我们所有人都不会遭殃，因为房子是并不会倾倒的。
Those who hear the word and change nothing in their life are building their house on sand. When bad circumstances come, the house will fall, and the Bible says the fall was great.
那些听到这句话却什么也不改变的人，则是把自己的房子建在了沙子上。当糟糕的事情接踵而至的时候，他们的房子顷刻间就会倒塌。圣经上曾说，灾难一定会降临。
The next question for you. How can we navigate through afflictions and difficulties in our life, knowing that they too serve a greater purpose for our growth and development? How can we know the right paths?From God, Lord,
我们如何克服工作和生活中的烦恼和困苦的？知道这些事情会对我们的成长和发展也有更大的作用。我们怎样能从主那里知道正确的选择道路呢？
Psalm 119 says, "The word is a lamp unto my path and a light unto my feet."
撒米尔书第119章曾说，
他们的话是我路上的羔羊，是我脚前的光。
And Ephesians 6 tells us about the spiritual armors and battles.
以弗所说第六章告诉我们属灵的盔甲和征战。
When we meet difficulties and afflictions, it is already too late. We have to prepare us before and train every day by cultivating our relationship with God the Father and Jesus Christ in praying and reading the Bible. Then we are prepared to face difficult situations by remembering what we have read before and by knowing how to pray to the Father in heaven.
当我们遇到困难和痛苦的时候，就已经太晚了。我们必须每天在祷告和读圣经中培养我们与神和耶稣基督之间的联系。然后，当我们准备好面对困难情况的时候，记住之前我们所读过的，并铭记于心，并知道如何向天上的神父来祷告。Next question for sister.
You are on the rock and I'm built on you in all circumstances, even though included the worst situation like we face the dice. Please explain the sentence to our all audience.
你是磐石，我在任何情况下都要依靠你，即使包括最坏的情况，向我们面对死亡。请给我们的听众来解释一下圣经中的这个句子吧。
I take an example for a bad situation. What do we do, for example, when we are very sick, cancer, for example?
我举一个糟糕情况的例子，比如当我们病得很重的时候，我们会怎么做呢？比如我们得了癌症的时候。
James 4 says we have to call the leaders of our church and they shall put oil on us and we will be saved. James does not say that the sick will be healed, but he will be saved.
雅各布第四章说我们必须叫来教会的领袖，他们会把油涂抹在我们的身上，这样我们就得救了。雅各布并没有说病人会痊愈，而是说他会得到救赎。
Our hope shall always extend this earthly life.
我们的希望则是永远延续这个世间的生命。
Isaiah describes heaven as a wonderful place, that there won't be sickness or crying. Jesus said he will go to his Father to prepare a house for us too.
以赛亚把天堂描述成一个奇妙的地方，那里没有疾病，没有哭泣。耶稣说，他要往他的父亲那里去，并为我们每一个人也预备一个家。
So if we face that, we know as believers we go to a wonderful place. It is sad for our family when we have to go, and the grief of death, you see that death was originally not in his God's plan, but we see each other in heaven again if we are faithful and persevere to the end.
所以，如果我们面对死亡，我们知道作为一个信徒，我们最终会去到一个美好的地方。当我们不得不离开的时候，我们的家人会感到悲伤。在死亡的悲痛中，你则会看到，死亡最初并不是上帝的计划，但是我们忠诚并坚持到底，我们就会在天堂再次相见。
Paul was in prison and he was aware that they will kill him soon.But he was full of joy because he wrote, when this earthly body will be offered, he get a new one in heaven.
保罗在监狱里，他知道他们很快就会杀了他，他却满心欢喜。他写道，我在地上的身体即将会升入天堂，当我在天堂的时候，我就会得到重生。 Next question. We both can understand Law's wisdom sometimes, and we truly lack of enough patience in many things. Can you give me an example of when you lack of patience in your life, but eventually handled according to God's willing? 有时我们都不能理解主的智慧，我们在很多事情上确实缺乏足够的耐心。你能给我举出一个在生活中缺乏耐心，但最终按照神的旨意处理的例子吗？
This answer can't be answered here, and this question can't be answered here on earth because there is an absolute will of God and an allowed will of God. I am in the absolute will of God when I keep patience and let him do his things. But when I lose patience and do the things on my own, God does not leave me, but I am only in his allowed will. And from my experience, that is not good.
这个答案在地球上是无法得到相应回答的，因为上帝则有绝对的意志主导权，也有他允许的事情发生。我若选择忍耐，任凭他做任何事情，就是在神绝对的旨意里了。但当我失去耐心，独自做我想做的事情时，上帝不会离开我，我只是在他允许的意志范围中。从我经历的事情中，我知道这是不对的。
When I have to solve a situation, it is the best to take my hands off, keeping patience and let God do the things. When I am impatient and want everything now, I won't be happy with the results and it can lead me to a way which is very far from God.
当我不得不解决一个问题的时候，最好是放下我的手，保持着耐心，请求上帝来指引我。当我没有耐心的时候，现在什么都想要的时候，我并不会对结果感到满意，它会把我引向一条远离上帝的道路。
But if I go my own way without asking him, nothing separates me from his love. It is me who separates us in this case, and in the next podcast we will hear the story how we can come back to God if we have left him.
但如果我走自己的路而不问他，则没有什么能把我和他的爱分开。在这种情况下，是我把我们分开了。而在下一期的播客当中，我们将听到一个新的故事。如果我们离开了上帝，我们是如何又回到上帝身边的？好了，大家，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，我们下期再会。
In the night when the day is ending, I'm thinking of you. Another day I have lived, blessed of you, my Lord. And when I had said no, in this day, everything is serving for the good to me. Everything is serving to the good for those who are loving you. Everything is serving the good for those who are loving you. Sometimes I don't understand the plans that you have for me. Full of impatienceI'm tired of waiting for you, but You say in your world that your ways are good, and everything is serving for the good to me. Everything is serving to the good for those who are loving you. Everything is serving to the good for those who are loving you. You are the rock, and I am built on you. In all circumstances, I'm firm and protected by you. Even I sometimes meet afflictions, everything is serving for the good to me. Everything is serving for the good for those who are loving you. Everything is serving to the good for those who are loving you. Even sometimes I meet afflictions, everything is serving for the good to me. Everything is serving to the good for those who are loving you. Serving to the good.